placer. ¿Qué voy a hacer si me falta tu querer? ¿Qué voy a hacer con recuerdos del ayer? ¿Qué voy a hacer con esas alas de
on the global side each and every week with World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Our last spin goes to our favorite border band from Arizona, Orquesta Mendoza. It's called Early in the Morning from their new Quandero EP. But our last word goes to Stephen Van Zandt. He said, "What the world needs is an emergency boss, an emergency czar, an emergency commander, a true master of disaster. One person completely responsible for the anticipation, immediate reconnaissance and urgent execution of rescue and relief efforts around the world."
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Yeah. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song that played there was I Want to Go to the Beach by Algernon Cadwallader. Before that, Sugar Bay by Art Contest, and before that, The Buffalo by The Brave Little Abacus, which came off of their, I think, four-track demo, came out in 2008. All those songs kind of fit a theme that I wanted to go with tonight, kind of more along the lines of lighthearted, warm weather music. At the time that I'm recording this, the weather has been pretty nice, and I thought it would be a good change of pace for me to kind of get away from the stuff that I've been putting into my playlists or listening to lately. I went for a drive recently, and I had a real blast putting on some of the summer music that I was used to about a year before, so it was nice to be kind of back in that groove. And yeah, it's just nice to kind of take a change of pace in terms of the music that I've been listening to. So thinking maybe even tonight I'll go for a drive and have some nice summer music playing. And yeah, another word I kind of wanted to use to describe the music for tonight was lighthearted, but I don't know if all of it really fits that. I found actually a lot of the music that I consider to be summertime music, even if it was more upbeat in a sense, it wasn't necessarily lighthearted. I'd say for sure that pretty much nothing from The Brave Little Abacus is well, I mean, it's all kind of almost poppy in a way. It's exciting and not too bummed out sounding as a lot of the stuff I listen to is. But it's not lighthearted. It's like really, really emotional stuff, I guess. It just has a different tone to it. So anyway, I really like that original Brave Little Abacus demo. It's one that I like to listen to a lot in the morning before going off to class or off to work. So a lot of nice morning memories associated with that album and nice weather as well. Anyway, next song coming up is going to be from the band Doreen, song called Amusement off their Violence of the Spirit album.
I tried to find my voice.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. The last song that played there was one called Crayon Box by the Gerbils. Before that, NYC 25 by the Olivia Tremor Control. And before that, Amusement by the Edmonton band Doreen. The Gerbils song that I played there is one that introduced me to some other music, actually, because it mentions the bands Portastatic and Sebado, so it's kind of interesting because it was only recently that I had gone and looked into those bands after hearing them sung about how many times I had listened to that song. So yeah, I really like the album that Crayon Box is off of. It's one called Are You Sleepy. It's a really great kind of summertime, springtime sort of album. So I really like it for that. It's energetic and it's, I guess, more upbeat than a lot of the other music that I listen to. So it's something I can turn to when I get tired of drab tones. And yeah, another kind of interesting thing is that they're from the same music scene as the Olivia Tremor Control. So they're part of the Elephant Six recording company, which was, I guess, stationed in Athens, Georgia. I think that's where all those bands were from. So that included, well, the Gerbils, the Olivia Tremor Control, Neutromilk Hotel of Montreal, bands like that. So it's kind of cool for me to look and see an interesting music scene like that existed there. Another band kind of associated, well, if I'm going to continue drawing lines here, if we go from the Gerbils to Portastatic, which is one of the bands mentioned in Box can draw another line because the guy behind Portastatic is in a band called Superchunk that I listened to recently. I think maybe I managed to actually hear them on the radio before. They sounded really familiar, but I wasn't too sure. I wasn't familiar with them in any way apart from the name sounding familiar and some of the songs seeming like something I could have happened across in the past. But yeah, and Superchunk, and I guess it must have included Portastatic as well, are actually out of the Chapel Hill music scene. So that's the place that gave birth to the noise rock, kind of math rock band, Polvo, which I really, really like. And also there in Chapel Hill, where was that? In the same state as Chapel Hill, there was the band The Raymond Break, a band I came across last fall that was noted for having similarities to Polvo and the band A Bill to Spill. So kind of another interesting intersection there. I feel like I had to get a map of North America out and just start putting pins in, connecting all the different bands together, seeing how things line up and where the different connections are made, you know, in terms of sound and scene, like where things have come from and really been born out of in terms of physical geography. Kind of interesting. And it would be interesting to compare that to modern music scenes, just because there'd be such a difference between pre-internet music diaspora and like spread compared to what we have these days, where pretty much anyone with musical ability can put up a Bandcamp or throw stuff on a streaming platform and have it spread around the globe. So yeah, I definitely think it would be interesting in that way to kind of compare the way that these scenes develop and spread out across, I guess, different generations of music. And I guess it would also be interesting to look at the influence of record labels and whether those have as much of an effect today in terms of music spread as they did in the past. I mean, the pre-internet music is just a thing that didn't really exist to me. I mean, I'm 21 at the time of recording this, so there's never really been a time in my life that I've been interested in music before it was easily accessible online in some capacity. So, yeah, it would definitely be an interesting thing for me to do in my spare time. Take out a map and start plotting points. Anyway, next half hour is going to have first song coming up from another Canadian band, one called the Big City Nights Band.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Show. sit and wish that I was the guy who found you first. If I had it any other way than I'm having today, I would be so happy and excited.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song there was one called Propinquity by the Elwins. Before that, Wooden Hope by Options. And before that, Money Matters by the Big City Nights Band. So, the Big City Nights Band and the Elwins are both Canadian bands. I think the Big City Nights Band is maybe from Victoria? I'm not entirely sure, but I know the Elwins are from Toronto. Yeah, I guess I came across a record label's Bandcamp the other day. They had all sorts of kind of like power pop Canadian music. So I'm thinking if I want to come up with more slightly more lighthearted sets, I might start digging through there. I think they were called like Moosehead Records or something like that. But anyway, I'll need to take another look into that and kind of buff up on my my catalog of Canadian music, since I liked some of the stuff that was in there. Originally, it was a different band, I think, called Nervous Talk? Yeah, Nervous Talk. I think they had a self-titled album, 2015? Nervous Talk, 2015, right there. And that was the band that I originally came across. Can't remember exactly how I found them. I think I was just kind of jumping between people's profiles on Bandcamp and their collections of music, finding stuff that way, and came across, Nervous Talk. And then from there, found they didn't have their own album entirely on their own Bandcamp. They had it for sale in full on a record label's own site. So I took a look over there, and that's where I came across a few other bands, including the Big City Nights Band. So anyway, it seems like I'm slowly figuring out new avenues for figuring out music and kind of plodding around and figuring out ways I can come across good stuff in that way. I also came across some interesting blogs, and yeah, I feel like there's a lot out there where people are just really excited about the music around them, and it's always pretty fun to come across that in some capacity. So, yeah. I even thought for a moment of making my own blog or reaching out to speak to artists from other cities, that sort of thing, just for fun. And maybe someday I'll do that for my own personal development. It would help me, I think, build a better vocabulary when it comes to music and think more critically about it. And maybe even come up with sort of a record of the stuff that I've listened to that isn't just looking at the catalog of music that I've got, but rather thinking about how I felt about it in the past or what my perspective was on it. I mean, I've got like general ideas of the mood I was in when I was into an album I really loved for the first time, but there's not much more than that. Like I don't have a lot written down, so I just think it might be a fun personal project, maybe even just to have a music journal that I keep for myself. And maybe this radio show actually does that for me in some sense. Anyway, I'm going to carry on. There's another song coming up, one by the band The Chinchis, and that's up next. We'll be right back.
ain't much to say. The silence is a bore.
They can hear me.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I'm naked and thank God. Sometimes I'm naked.
Oh, can I tell you that you are the purple in me? Can I call you just to hear you? Would you care when I saw you put your purple finger on me? There's a feeling in your bottle. Your bottle found your heart. Gives a feeling from your bottle little part. Can I tell you that you are the purple in me? Can I call you just to hear you? Would you care when I saw you put your purple finger on me? There's a feeling. Your bottle found your heart. Gives a feeling from your bottle to part.
and release the past. They dress me in white and call my name. I will never play your game. My call through the wind brings back the dead as dice tumble inside my head. Show you the way, but you won't get to the top unless you start today.